This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Depth Dive. Today, we're digging into how you keep pay-per-click advertising campaigns really working, you know, over the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through some pretty sharp strategies from Double Dome Digital Marketing. And look, whether you're actually managing PPC stuff daily or just like trying to keep up with digital marketing tactics.
Which is always changing.
Exactly. There's real value here in figuring out how to, well, stay ahead. The big takeaway really is that PPC isn't a set it and forget it thing. It needs us to adapt, keep things fresh.
That's totally right. What works today in PPC might, you know, not work tomorrow. Shelf life is real. These Double Dome insights, they give us some proactive ways to, well, not just keep things ticking over, but actually boost campaign results over time.
Okay, so let's jump into the first one. Remarketing. I think most people have seen this, right? You visit a website and then suddenly you see their ads everywhere. What's the core idea?
Exactly. Remarketing, or some call it retargeting. It's laser focused on people who've already stopped by your site.
Yeah.
But maybe didn't buy anything or sign up.
Right, the ones that got away initially.
Yeah. Think of it like a gentle reminder, a strategic follow-up, showing them maybe what they looked at, trying to nudge them back to finish that purchase or book that appointment. The ads are personalized, which is key. It keeps your brand sort of top of mind.
Okay, so it's about getting that second shot. Makes sense. Now, another thing I come and mentioned was using interactive previews or demos, like right inside the ad itself. How does that change the game?
Well, this is pretty smart. It's about giving value immediately instead of just, you know, a click that goes to a landing page.
Which might load slowly or not be quite right.
Right. These interactive bits let someone get a little taste of the product or service within the ad. So the people who do click are probably more informed, more genuinely interested. It kind of pre-qualifies them, leading to hopefully better long-term customers.
I see. Showing versus just telling, basically. Okay, this next one, it caught my eye, an advertising slush fund. Sounds a bit unofficial. What's the thinking?
Yeah, slush fund sounds informal, but it connects to how fast things move online. It's about flexibility. It's a separate pot of money outside your regular PPC budget.
Okay.
Specifically set aside to jump on unexpected things, like a topic suddenly goes viral or there's a big local event everyone's talking about. This fund lets you quickly launch a targeted campaign to grab that moment, that audience.
Hmm.
It's about being agile, really, seizing opportunities you couldn't plan for.
Ah, so it's like having some quick reaction cash, being digitally nimble. Got it.
Yeah.
Now, the last strategy is, well, it's different. Going off topic, using the inverted unicorn method. Quite the name. How does that work?
Right. It definitely sticks in your head.
Yeah.
This one challenges how we normally think about our target audience.
Hmm.
The inverted unicorn method is about finding people who have two distinct interests. Interests that seem totally unrelated.
Unrelated. Like,
okay, imagine someone who's really into, say, sustainable fashion and also uses very specific project management software. On the surface, those don't connect, right?
Hmm. Not obviously, no.
But the idea is, the intersection of those two niche interests might reveal a unique group, a hidden need that your product, maybe unexpectedly, could solve. You're looking for that overlap in the middle of two different circles, if that makes sense.
Okay, I'm picturing the Venn diagram now, finding people in that tiny overlap section. So you're deliberately looking beyond the usual connections.
Precisely. And the potential upsides. You might find audiences nobody else is really targeting, so maybe lower ad costs. Because your ad is kind of surprising, showing up where they don't expect it based on both interests, you might even get higher click-through rates.
But there's always a but.
Yeah, it takes real creativity. You need clever ads and content that can somehow bridge those two seemingly separate worlds. It's not easy.
Fascinating, though. It feels like you could uncover some real hidden gems in terms of audience.
Okay, so just to recap quickly, we covered remarketing to bring people back.
Re-engagement, yeah.
Interactive ads for more informed clicks and better leads.
Showing value up front.
That flexible slush fund for grabbing timely opportunities. Being agile.
And this inverted unicorn or off-topic method for potentially finding brand new untapped audiences.
Yeah, and then all these really just underscore how vital it is to be,
yeah,
you know, flexible and always learning in PPC. Mm-hmm. Just doesn't stand still.
Absolutely. So a final thought maybe for everyone listening. Thinking about your own area, where might you find those unexpected overlaps? Could that inverted unicorn thing, targeting seemingly unrelated interests, actually uncover a whole new group that needs what you offer, even if it's not the obvious fit? It's definitely something interesting to chew on. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.